BBC World Service, and history was made on day four of the second test between South Africa and England in Cape Town. Themba Bafuma became the first black African to score a century in a test match for South Africa. Captain Hashim Amla made his fourth double century as the host declared on 627 for 7. England was 16 without loss at stumps, a lead of 18 runs. The former England captain and now commentator Geoffrey Boycott says Bafuma's achievement is hugely significant.
Always going to be a question mark against any black player who plays for South Africa with the politics of the country. Has he been picked for his race and colour, or is he any good? And you're always waiting, question mark. Nobody's going to say it, but everybody's thinking it. And what we got today was a splendiferous Amla. He played marvellously. Right from the word go, he played with confidence and surety. And the crowd were with him. You could see all the South Africans after yesterday and the pummeling they got from Stokes and Bairstow. They were up and cheering. They were having something to be happy about. And all the confidence came back to South African cricket, I thought, this afternoon. He gave them that icing on the cake. He gave them that real tonic and lift at the end of the day. And he'll have done wonders for South African cricket, because they've had one or two bowlers who've been black. Mackay Ntini was a wonderful bowler, I think. He did splendidly for South Africa. But today, the selectors will be thrilled because, you know, they picked him, it's come off, and he proved today this guy's got talent. And probably they're thinking there's many more young kids when they see that in highlights, if they didn't see it live, will think, I'd like to play cricket. I'd like to play for South Africa. It might do wonders for their cricket.
Geoffrey Boycott there. Well, let's hear from the man himself, who described it as a special moment.
It's full of emotion. You know, I'm sure you would have seen in my celebration a lot of relief from my side, you know, just on being able to finally get that first international test century. But yeah, full of emotion, relief, and very satisfied that I could contribute to the team's cause.
Cape Town. I'm in cricket. This is where I learned cricket, the passion. You know, it grew from here. So, you know, having been able to achieve this kind of milestone, you know, at my favorite ground in the world, I think it makes it a bit more special. I think, you know, a lot of satisfaction, obviously, just getting that first 100. You know, I've been yearning for it. I've been fighting for it. So just getting that one under the belt, you know, and just looking forward to the future ones, if they do come. I'm not too sure the reaction from the public. My phone is actually off now, so. But for me, it's just satisfaction and relief. I think when I made my debut for South Africa, I came to be a bit more aware and realize what the significance behind it all. You know, it's not just me, you know, making my debut for South Africa, but it's almost being a model and inspiration for other kids, you know, in particular to aspire to. So I think, you know, in achieving, you know, this kind of milestone, that will strengthen, you know, strengthen that that example. Yeah, I think we've managed to shift the momentum of the game. Unfortunately today, you know, when we sent them in, we couldn't get that wicket that we wanted, that wicket or two. But I mean, tomorrow we'll come out, you know, in the first session, we'll come out searching hard, you know, for a couple of wickets. You never know, you could get one could lead to two could lead to four, and hopefully they crumble.